590 WKZO, a good Saturday morning, and welcome to Over the Garden Fence, a special pre-recorded segment this week. Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center, of course, brings you Over the Garden Fence each and every Saturday morning in the 9 o'clock hour throughout the growing season. They're located right there at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. Andy did weave us some timely tips, so let's get right into those.
Well, hi, everybody, and good morning and happy gardening. With the ample amount of sunshine and decent amount of rain here and there, it's really made for a lush environment in Michigan recently. Fortunately, as Michiganders, the warm summer weather makes us appreciate the up-and-coming seasons, and with the summer heat, it can sure make a garden and landscape grow like crazy. God really does bless us with four seasons, doesn't he, in Michigan? So, maybe with those seasons, season number three is creeping up fast with season number four coming shortly. Let's take a look at some of the topics this morning that's going on in the garden in the last couple days. So first of all, with summer heat upon us, I think one of the biggest problems in everybody's lawn is the amount of crabgrass. And a lot of people saying, well, I put my crabgrass control on this spring. I did it on the right time. I did it when everybody else was doing it. But I'm just letting you know, crabgrass control has a 16-week residual. And if applied too early, let's say, example, April 1st, would actually wear off by August 1st. The crabgrass can germinate after the control wears off. People always used to say, well, when the forsythia is in bloom is when that's the right time to apply it. But I'll tell you, the last few years, the new idea is when the lilacs are in bloom is when to put on crabgrass control. Forsythia tend to bloom a little earlier. We always seem to have that warm-up in the last part of March, middle of April. Forsythia blooms, and then people put it on. It's just a tad too early. So wait till that lilac starts to bloom. Again, like if we do have an early spring, the air warms up, but not the ground, so your control won't work until the soil, not the air, temperatures reach 65 degrees or more. Or about the time the dandelions are in the puffball stage, remember that? So between April 25th and May 7th is actually the best time to apply crabgrass control in southwest Michigan. But ignoring crabgrass in the yard right now will only increase the number of bare spots in the fall when the crabgrass dies off. So after that first hard frost in the fall, you'll see the crabgrass turning fall color, turning a bright red, burgundy cast. Then it tends to die away. Right now, you want to apply crabgrass spray mixed with spreader sticker and apply on a pump sprayer when you are hoping not to get rain for 24 hours. Spot the treat the areas as needed, and then reapply after 7 days. Always use a pump sprayer because you want a fine mist, everybody, over the crabgrass and the spreader sticker because the natural oil base of the spreader sticker makes it easier to control or to stick to the foliage a lot better. After the crabgrass is dead, either rake up, clean up, even with like a steel rake, and then overseed. Rough that area up, 3 to 4 pounds of overseeding with grass seed. You got a sunny spot, definitely the Supreme Blend or the City Blend, 3 to 4 pounds per 1,000 square foot of one of the Waddell's blends. First of all, bring in a large sample and let us help you identify, diagnose, and prescribe a solution with Southwest Michigan's best diagnostic team. Let us help you work with your lawn. I said a couple weeks ago that I was real pleased with the grub control that I had put on the yard this spring. My wife and I were discussing how many mounds or piles of fresh soil we used to have all over the yard, and this year is hardly anywhere. Now, I can tell right where I did not apply because that farther out point, I've got mounds where the grub or the moles are coming up. But either Fertilome or your GrubX product, you want to apply it anywhere from end of June, 1st of July, and yes, you can still apply up to about the third week in August. So if you're having problems with mole control, first thing, yes, there's other control and other methods, but usually they go after the grubs that are in the yard. If you're having problems with ornamentals, crab apples, roses, sand cherry, linden, on and on with Japanese beetles. Count on having grub damage in your fall this lawn and then next spring. Large amounts of rain right now we've had here and there and scattered. I will say our yard and at the store, we have had hardly any rain. Other parts of the area have had some. Last few weeks been dry. Lots of samples of fungus and mildew are coming in. All different controls. So, again, the best thing to do is bring in a sample. A client said the other day, everything I was spraying didn't help. I grabbed her bottle. The bottle she was spraying for was for insects alone. She had brought her whole box of products into the store. She showed me what she was spraying. I said, well, ma'am, you don't even have an insect problem. You have a fungus. So, again, bring a sample in. Some damage might look the same, whether it's bug, disease, powdery mildew, or so forth. Let our diagnostic team help you. So, some things are hard to diagnose. Downy mildew looks more like globby or webbing on a lot of plants, including lilac, viburnum, crabapple, compared to powdery mildew. Powdery mildew looks more like a smoky or a powdery effect. Both can be controlled with Activinate or Agrifos. And again, that's a suspendable powder that can be sprayed with a pump sprayer over a fine mist over the plant. Repeat it after about 10 days. Any downy mildew, and you see evidence of that, either get going and do as a spray or eradicate and remove the plants. So, next question I want to ask. How are those tomatoes? A lot of people are bringing in samples with the plant, whether it's not fruiting. The fruit is coming on, but it's being blackened or rotted by the stems. You know, the best control, really, in Michigan, a lot of our deficiencies is calcium. So in the ground, the best control for a blossom end rot or the blackening is a calcium spray. Spray in the cool of the day. Remember, spray is for control. All you need to be applied in the cool of the day to prevent scorching of the plant. Client had brought in a boxwood the other day. Yes, we're talking about tomatoes, but wanted to know the picture on his phone. What had happened to that plant? Nice round boxwood and had a burn mark right in the center of it. I focused up on the plant a little bit more with his phone and realized that, I came out and asked him, what got sprayed there? He said, well, there was a hornet or wasp nest right in the center of that, and we shot some hornet and wasp spray. And I said, well, probably got sprayed in the heat of the day. Well, yeah, it's when he was pruning the plants in the heat of the day. Well, that spray just burned that boxwood right there. Try to spray in the evening. So just remember, scorching the plant can always be controlled or remedied. If you did scorch a plant, you fed too hard, you maybe had sprayed at the wrong time, prune that foliage off, leach it through by doing a heavy watering, and spray off the foliage and try to repeat and get the moisture back into the plant so it can continue to grow. Now is a great time actually to be doing work in the garden or landscaping around the house. The kids or grandkids actually have a few weeks left before school. So, yeah, moms, dads, maybe they could help with the summer project. Maybe now it's time to get them involved in planting. The other night, I was really having a challenge getting our youngest son, Eli, off the iPad. So we said, hey, going to have you come out and shovel some rock. We're putting in a wall at our house. Man, about two shovels later, he's like, Dad, can I use your phone to play with? I said, no. So I said, why don't you help me water all the new plants? Well, shoot, he loved that. And either way, I had needed to water plants or shovel rock. So hooked up the hose, hooked up a faucet, soaked all my plants for me, and was able to get involved. By that time, he got all the plants watered. He was able to come over and move mulch and have a fun time. So maybe the now is the time to introduce that next generation. Now could be a great time to plant that shade tree. In time, trees provide oxygen to breathe, take in pollution, block the heat from the sun rays on the house for the natural air conditioner, and block the winds of Mother Nature in the fall and winter. When planting, always remember a great combination. 1/3 peat moss, sphagnum peat moss, 1/3 Waddell's composted cow manure, and 1/3 of your soil mixed all up and setting that hole in, at least digging the hole 50% wider to allow the roots to expand. Why am I saying that? You know, I think a lot of that is, you guys have heard that 20 times over, but I will say that one of the returns we had this week was client bringing back hydrangeas that had been slid right out of the pot, slid right down the ground, river rock put around them. They were purchased on July 23rd, and on August 2nd, they were returned. The client was sure there was something that had killed them, and I said, a bug, a disease, and I said, probably the H2O disease. I said, the lack of. There's no water on the plants. Plants talk to you. In the summertime, it's a great time to get some watering. So let's get back to the shade tree, though. I'm just explaining why peat moss, compost, and the natural soil is so important. Peat moss will hold moisture. If the moisture had been around that hydrangea or the new shade tree, it tends to flush and grow its roots out. When you slide that plant out of the pot, make sure you take a few minutes with a trowel or a three-point prong and a garden prong and garden fork and rough those roots up. Allow that spinning roots to be pulled out. A lot of times the tree does not like to be planted in a soup bowl rather than like almost like a Chinese wok. A wide open hole, not very deep, lots of expansion for roots. I'll tell you, our shade tree selection has never been better. About 90% of all our trees are grown at our farm in Galesburg, grown for at least one growing season, then brought to you. So it's hardly any transplant shock. So bring the kids down today and choose from a variety of maples, including autumn blaze maple, fall fiesta maple, paper bark maple, red point maple, red sunset maple, and one of my favorites, October glory, which holds its color very late into the season, making it one of the showiest trees of all. Do you know we have over 24 varieties of maples alone? How about oak? Pin oak, red oak, swamp white oak, bur oak, and scarlet oak, all great varieties, if maybe a maple is out of the question. How about ornamental pear? These non-fruit-bearing trees are showstoppers year-round. They start out the spring with bright white flowers, engulfing the tree with white, followed by a dark green glossy summer foliage, followed by a brilliant red fall color that holds really late into the season. Choose from varieties like Aristocrat, Chanticleer, Cleveland Select, and the new variety called, it's a dwarf, called Jack Pear. Same shape as Cleveland Select, but about 2/3 less a size. Pick out a tree at Waddell's today with over 87 varieties to choose from. Talked about our younger son helping us at the house the other day. And maybe it's your time to include maybe some projects that you could involve them into. How about a little relaxation with the sounds and sight of water? Man, any time and go out in the nursery, the kids are always drawn to that water. It's fun, a little tranquility, a little proud project when it's all done. How about a natural path or a walkway or a little patio where there's so much you can do? We have over 48 varieties of natural stone to choose from with Waddell's. It makes gardening or landscape setting a little more inviting with a little path meandering through it. You're going to laugh at the next thing. How about helping the kids help this summer with a little pruning? Prune spring blooming plants now, like crabapple, forsythia, lilac, white spirea. Get those done before they set bud. Make sure to dip your pruners in each plant if you feel there's anything that might spread, with consand to avoid spreading canker and disease. Seal large prunings 1 inch or over with pruning sealer to help fungus and bugs from entering. Years ago, we say, oh, not needed. Huh. Anybody look at the emerald ash borer lately? There's thousands of ash dying if we had just taken care of a little bit years ago. So make sure those cuts are sealed. If evergreens need to be done, prune soon to avoid winter kill before the new comes on too late before the season. Prune approximately 25% of all the new growth to keep more compact. So one of my last things, how about a summertime project with the kids? Maybe doing, like I said, a little small retaining wall or a little patio. Maybe with a little help from Waddell's and Atlas Block. Atlas or Allen Block, one of the most versatile systems, includes non-tumbled and a tumbled series called Europa Blend. And now with the Allen Block Europa Pavers. We have a Naples blend that is two-sided wall that could make a nice seating wall or a little backsplash for a grill or even in a little closure for a garbage can. Allen Block makes nice double-sided walls, easy to work with. And right now, all Atlas or Allen Block products are 50% off. Not trying to sound like a broken record, but hey, if you're doing a summer project, now's the time to get a project underway and also at a great discount. Are you scratching your head? Where do I get started? So why not take some pictures? Take a sketch. Somebody brought, I said the other day, go ahead and sketch it out on a restaurant napkin and bring it in. Boy, they sure did. Brought it right in, and you know what? It was easy to look, touch, and feel. We took the sidewalk or the side of a building, drew it all out, and pretended that drawing was the spot and was able to get the ball rolling. A scratch sketch is all we need to get the project started on the right foot. Let us help you with your budget and with your ideas, maybe a certain color tone. A lot of times people are not wanting a certain plant, a certain color. We can avoid that. So with all those in mind, come to Waddell's. You can talk to Mary, our designer, and we can get the ball rolling for you. No charge. Stop, walk, and talk. We have a lot of nice products that you could get your summer project started with.
Have you been needing some shade to cool your home and outdoor living area? How about a flowering shrub to add some color to a drab spot? Want to grow some of your own fruit? Maybe you need an evergreen for all your green and screening, or maybe you need some ground cover for an area where grass won't grow well. Now's a great time to plant quality landscape plants from Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center. This week, Waddell's entire selection of fruit trees, shrubs, and vines are 25% off. If shade is what you're looking for, this week, Waddell's entire selection of bald and burlap evergreens and trees are 25% off. And to plant under those shady areas, Waddell's has flats of 32 English ivy plants on sale for $29.97. Waddell's planting experts will always recommend peat moss and cow manure when planting and mulch to help keep tender roots cool. This week, both bagged and baled peat moss are on sale. You can also get red, brown, or black colored mulch on sale for $5.17. Let Waddell's certified green industry professionals help you choose the plants that will do best in your landscape. Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Mill and 12th Street.
And folks, today, Saturday, August 16th, we are talking about our Saturday Summer Seminar Series, and today from 10:30 to 11:15, we have Rocks and Mineral Solutions. Learn how to add interest, beauty, functionality to your landscaping, water gardening, and or fireplace and miniature gardening. So it's done by Stephen Podwell, one of our nursery persons. So that'll be a lot of nice fun. We also have a community garage sale. That is August 23rd. It is an art sale and a garden fair. All at the same time. Thinking about having a garage sale? Don't know have the right place? Or don't know what to do with advertising? Or won't many shoppers come by? Here's your chance to offer items to a big crowd all at once. So it's from 8 to 3 out in the Waddell's parking lot. Many vendors came last year. These are just households that come in, buy a parking spot for $30, and includes all the advertising. And that way, everybody that comes in and buys stuff at the community garage sale out in the parking lot. It's actually a blast. We did it last year. A lot of people joined in. You get a nice big parking spot. You can cram it full for only $30 for the 8 to 3. And the same day, we also have a garden fair winning bragging rights to your own grown produce. Bring in veggies, fruits, flowers, salsa, pickles, and more. Be creative in making your display. Judgment will be done by the sidewalk sale customers and other fair entrants and Waddell's employees. We'll post a picture for you and your produce. Then you say, hey, that's my own. And if you don't want to have your produce brought back to you, it will be donated to the Kalamazoo Loaves and Fishes to go to good use. So Those are a couple good things that would be on the calendar for this week.
What's been bugging you? Weddell's Plant Doctors have the answers and products you need to get rid of whatever bugs and insects that you're having trouble with. The weather's led to increased insect activity, so you may have noticed a surge in insects in your lawn, landscape, and around the home. Protect your home and family with Fertilome Killabug Spray or granules. Spray Fertilome Killabug inside to kill any bugs in your home and outside around your home's perimeter to create a bug barrier to keep new ones out for up to 4 months. Killabug comes in a gallon ready-to-use sprayer now on sale for $10.88 or in the convenient 2 1/4-pound shaker container now on sale for just $4.18. To control lawn insects, get easy-to-apply high-yield bug blaster. Granular bug blaster can be applied with a spreader to kill ants, ticks, chinch bugs, and beetles. Now is also the time to apply slug killer to stop slugs from eating holes in hostas and other perennials. If you're not sure what you need to take care of what's bugging you, ask the friendly professionals at Weddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
From the 590 WKZO Newsroom, news now.
I'm Andrew Green. Lola Atkinson of Kalamazoo will not be going on trial next week after all, now that she's cut a deal with prosecutors in an arson case. Jim Whelan reports.
She was an award-winning and revered member of the Kalamazoo community, the first vice president of the NAACP, and a property owner. She could be given anything from probation to 20 years when she's sentenced on September 22nd for conspiracy to commit arson. Public safety set up a videotaped sting to record her planning with her handyman and a tenant to set fire to one of her rental properties for the insurance money. In exchange for Atkinson's guilty plea, a second charge of attempted arson will be dropped and the prosecutor will leave sentencing up to the judge. Handyman Elvis Patterson has already cut a similar deal. The tenant was the person who helped police set up the sting. I'm Jim Whelan reporting.
Family and friends of 9-year-old Michael Connor Verkirke are remembering the young boy as a sweet kid who was all about playing and having fun. They gathered last night in the playground where he was stabbed to death on Monday to remember him. 12-year-old Jamarian Lawthorne's charged as an adult with murder for allegedly stabbing Verkirke several times about 100 feet from the victim's home. Police have not determined a motive, and Lawthorne is the youngest person ever charged as an adult with murder in Kent County. Republicans held a unity dinner last night in Kent County, but it was mostly for show. John McNeil has more.
Justin Amash still hasn't talked to Brian Ellis, despite a call from Ellis to concede. A number of sources thought Amash acted like a sore winner after Tuesday's vote, demanding an apology from Ellis.
For your disgusting, despicable smear campaign.
The two apparently never looked at each other during the unity event last night. I'm John McNeil reporting.
The woman blamed for a wrong-way head-on crash on U.S. 131 this week just south of Grand Rapids did not have a driver's license. According to the Michigan Secretary of State, 36-year-old Crystal Rincones last had a license in 2008 but has continued to drive despite having it suspended for medical reasons and her driving record. She remains in critical condition after slamming into another vehicle Tuesday morning on U.S. 131 near 36th Street. The other driver, Vickers Hansen, was also hospitalized. And organizations that represent businesses around Michigan are pleased with this week's vote of the people to repeal the state's personal property tax, which businesses pay on new equipment purchases. Diane Costin has details.
The money generated from the PPT goes to local governments for things like police and fire protection. And under Proposal 1, which was passed on Tuesday, the money lost with the repeal of the tax will be replaced with money from the state's use tax. Business owners around the state had called for the PPT's repeal for years, and Southwest Michigan First Ron Kitchens says he's glad to see it go down so easily.
This was legislation that was bipartisan in a time that nothing's ever bipartisan. It was fully supported by local government employee unions and big business. It really was crafted to serve the needs of all, and it's just good policy.
Had Proposal 1 failed, then the personal property tax repeal would have been scrapped. Diane Costin reporting.
In the WKZO Newsroom, I'm Andrew Green.
WKZO.com, AccuWeather Forecast.
Sunny to partly cloudy today and more humid with an afternoon shower or thunderstorm around. Our high to 82. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with a shower or thunderstorm. Our low 62. A shower or thunderstorm tomorrow morning. Otherwise, we'll dry out in the afternoon with variable cloudiness. Our high 80. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Steve Travis.
Get AccuWeather anytime at WKZO.com.
Widell's Big Sidewalk Sale, Garage Sale, and Garden Fair is only 1 week away. There'll be lots of items for everyone at Widell's next Saturday from 8 to 3. Widell's has invited the community to display their garage sale and craft items in their parking lot. Widell's will also be offering super savings on overstocks, one-of-a-kinds, and scratch and dent garden decor and plant items at the sidewalk sale. There'll be your chance to see winning flower and vegetable entries displayed at the garden fair as well. If you want to show off your produce, there's still time to join. Just get your fruit, vegetables, and flowers ready and bring them in Saturday morning before 9. If you want to run your garage sale or promote your home-based business, call Widell's now for more information. As a bonus, the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission will have their truck there for any unsold items the vendors wish to donate. And after prize ribbons have been awarded and pictures taken for bragging rights, vegetables and fruits brought in that day may be donated to Kalamazoo Loaves and Fishes. Make a day of it and enjoy hot dogs, popcorn, and other goodies too next Saturday from 8 to 3 at Widell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Millman and 12th Street.
Some basics on pruning. We had talked about shrubs, trees, evergreens, just trying to go through some of the ideas and rehash, but we did not talk about hard prune. And I know a lot of times that people want to take that monster shrub back to nothing. And I was just kidding Tim a few minutes ago, but there are plants that can still be done. The concept is a cooler summer, a hard prune will still work. If it was hot and dry like in 2012, I'd say hold off. But with a hard prune needs to come a hard water afterwards. Big roots left in the ground will push out lots of new growth. And if a hard prune is done, you got to make sure the new growth or the new water sprouts will survive. Shrub, dogwood, honeysuckle shrub, willows like flamingo and Hokuri nishiki, forsythias of all kind, and viburnums, chokeberry, those will all take a hard prune. Now, I've seen lilac at our old house that were probably 15 foot. Only the top would flower. We cut those back probably to 4 feet the first year, let a lot of those water sprouts come up, shoot all around it. 2 years later, you could hardly see the stumps that I had left. Cut those 4 foot stumps back to zero or almost to the ground, all the new water sprouts within about 3 years. I had a nice new lilac shrub per se, didn't have to plant it, and I got a whole bunch of flowers after a couple of years that were down to about that 3 to 4 foot level. Forsythia the same way. A lot of times can put out two, and willow, 2, 3, 4 foot of growth a year. Forsythia, yes, and viburnum, you'll be pruning off some of the flowers set for next year, but now is the time, easier than spring. I would say go ahead and do it. Do it soon if you're going to be. You'd want to harden most of your plants off before wintertime. And if you have a August and September, you'll still have water sprouts that'll probably harden off and color up in the fall. Perennials. I would say let's go ahead and deadhead and clean out as far as pruning up your perennials right now. Brown, withered canes. Some perennials can almost be fully cleaned out. Poppies in the spring are almost probably gone, or columbine. Bleeding hearts. We were moving yesterday for a client. There was hardly any green foliage on them. Lots of nice yellow, but that meant a lot of brown. That meant most of that energy has gone back into that old-fashioned bleeding heart, was able to dig it and move it probably very successfully. Some perennials need to be moved at the same time, like we were saying, but also need to be split. Once that plant gets so large, it needs to be cleaned up, pruned out, split up, and then separated, and then that mother plant will come back a little bit better. Sometimes you see an older perennial, like your grasses. I always wondered why my grandfather used to burn the grasses. I thought, ornamental grasses burn right to the ground. Did he know what he was doing? Because, boy, a lot of my bigger ornamental grasses at home, some of my Miscanthus sinensis, all's got hollow spots in the center where the younger of the plant tended to winter over better. The older the plant, the inner portion of the plant tended to die out. We have it at the store, too, where there's a big cylinder almost of ornamental grass with the center all died out. I want to highlight Linda from Lawrence a couple weeks ago talked about raspberries as far as a prune. And I would say we were talking about a viral that she had a lot in the raspberry garden. And just working with that plant and doing a little more research, a lot of times our raspberry problems possibly could be started with aphid. Aphid is coming in from neighboring or wild native plants that they're working off of and work into your raspberries and can spread that fairly easy. The aphid starts, works through the plant, ends up making the plant less resistant. Raspberries can also get a stem borer also. But if you look, raspberries will actually come back very easy. So now's the time. The fruit is almost gone. Pretty much spent, at least in our yard. Now's the time to clean those plants up. Get rid of that dead old wood. Let's go ahead and cut it right back to the ground. Sprouts or the new water sprouts that are shooting out 24, 36, 48 inches out into the aisle. We were going to cut back, say, 24 inches or so and control some of that plant. Now would be a good time for feeding on those raspberries. So if you want to produce a little later summer crop, we have the golds out there, the fall golds that will be been kind of nibbling on them a little bit. But their time to shine here is coming up, and probably would hold off on the feeding of those. But all the blacks and reds that will probably produce again this fall, the reds for sure, and we'll be feeding those really hard. So it could, the raspberries could have that viral, but a lot of times, whether it be aphid or would be that stem borer, either way, eradicate, clean out. A lot of those new sprouts will shoot right back up from cleaning that raspberry plant up. Now, I said a few minutes ago about the blueberries and the strawberries and the raspberries almost being spent. We were in the strawberries the other night. Most of it was mostly grass coming up everywhere. Now might be the time to rejuvenate that strawberry garden. Lot of grass is coming through our area. And so lifting some of those little side shoots that were coming off, leaving them other plant, I was nipping some of those off and sticking them back into the row. Now would be a good time to crown up or mulch some of those strawberries. And with the heat coming on, their plant is pretty much spent. And so you're trying to do any feeding, now would also be a fairly good time to do some feeding. Yes, you might get a little mushy crop later on, but if you're going to have a, say, 30 to 45-day break anyways before they start producing, maybe be nice. Put a little food on them right now.
WKZO. This has been Over the Garden Fence with your host, Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence, of course, brought to you each and every Saturday morning throughout the growing season by Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center, located right there at the corner of Millwood and 12th Street. This morning's edition was a special pre-recorded edition. Andy will be back live to answer your questions next Saturday morning. Sunny to partly cloudy today and more humid with an afternoon shower thunderstorm possible. A high of 82, mostly cloudy, humid tonight with a shower thunderstorm around, a low of 62. 58 right now in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. Ron Weiser, financial planner, coming up next at 945, not 590 WKZO.